I mentioned earlier that some days are better than others, and today, just a perfect day to end the week. It is Friday Mornings with Ed, and we welcome you today. I'm so excited. I really just found out that I was going to have this artist in studio yesterday, and I can't tell you how great this is going to be. Her brand new EP is Hindsight 2020. It's on Arista Records. Her latest single off of that EP is called Drugs. We're going to hear Drugs, and then we're going to have a conversation, and then we're going to hear some more great music. I want you to welcome Laguna Beach. Please welcome to our Pearl Street studios. This is Upsol.
So you say you're moving out of state soon as you graduate. Interesting. Anyway, you're leaving, need the hug. Okay, then call me up. No thanks, man. I'm too busy, don't have time for things you say that aren't important. Where's the bathroom at? Leave me alone. I just came into the party for the drugs. 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 I'm not trying to make a friend or fall in love, love, love. So just stop the faking. Not here for nameless faces, pointless talk and conversations. Drugs, drugs. I just came here for the drugs. Look who's here, pink t-shirt. Oh, you met him last year. Wish I was as cool as you. Check it out. You got that brand new Audi hatchback, but you came here alone. You're too drunk to drive home. I'm too busy, don't have time for things you say that aren't important. Where's the bathroom? Leave me alone. I just came into the party for the drugs. Drugs, drugs. I'm not trying to make a friend or fall in love. Love, love. So just stop the faking. Not here for nameless faces, pointless talk and conversations. Drugs, drugs. I just came here for the drugs. Everybody's either here for the drugs or the sex or the money or the fame. And he's on the phone asking someone for the plug, and she's on the couch talking, dropping names. I'm not here for nameless faces, pointless talk and conversations. Drugs, drugs.
That was silky smooth, man. That was silky smooth. Upsol live in studio, our Pearl Street studios, KX93.5 and Mornings with Ed. Good morning.
Hi, how's it going?
Oh, it's better now. I'll tell you that. I'll tell you that. That's That's a great song with just, it's so sexy and silky.
Thanks.
And just smooth.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, tell me about it. What's it about?
Yeah, I wrote this song. It's about drugs. Just kidding.
What's it about?
Yeah, I wrote it this summer with this producer, Kilogram, and this writer named Sean Kennedy.
Right.
And we went into the session, and we were just kind of like talking about parties. I had like just moved to LA earlier that year.
Right.
And Sean, my co-writer, said something like, oh, we should write a song about like just coming to the parties for the drugs.
Right.
And then we just kind of turned it into this like metaphor where drugs just became a metaphor for like finding real people, which I feel like when I moved to LA was kind of hard to find outside of like the music scene. So yeah, it sounds like it's just about drugs, but it's about just like meeting really fake people at fake parties and like dealing with that.
Beautifully written and composed. That's phenomenal. Now, originally from Phoenix.
Yeah, Phoenix, Arizona.
So how is the scene different? I mean, how would you compare the two?
Yeah, I mean, growing up in Phoenix, I was doing music like all throughout high school, and I went to performing arts school. So like, I was surrounded by a very supportive community, and the Phoenix music scene was like really good to me. So yeah, it was like amazing. It was very wholesome though. And then I like got to LA and it was like a slap in the face. It's like, psych, everyone here does music. You're not the only one. So yeah, I was like navigating that and trying to find like what made me like like what set me apart from other artists, right. And like trying to figure that out was really cool. Like as I was trying to navigate being 20 and like living on my own, it was just like a year of learning for sure.
Right. So, yeah. You, and again, after hearing the first song, I can already see it. I see. Yeah. Okay. There's a reason she's here, man. Oh, there's a reason she's here.
Thank you.
You've been huge though, really since like 13, since the age of 13. Back in Phoenix, there was you like big at 13. You're like, I guess the vegan and beefy show or something, right?
Oh yeah. Beefy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Little shout out to my friends in Arizona, by the way.
Yeah, hell yeah.
So you just finished a 25 city tour with Max Frost.
Yes, it was crazy.
Wow, 25 cities in like 34 days or something. It was insane, right?
Yeah.
That was like, how do you keep up a schedule like that, man? It's like,
Yeah.
It's a matter of just constantly performing the next day, right?
It's honestly like, I've never been on tour before. I've never like played that many shows right. in such a small amount of time.
That's a lot.
Yeah. I was kind of scared at first. I was like, okay, how am I gonna not just be so overwhelmed the whole time and like freaking out? But like my goal for the tour was to just kind of like live in the moment. And I just am totally addicted to being on the road now. And like, I'm so bummed it's over. And yeah, there's just something so magical about like waking up in a different city every day
right.
and meeting the people of that city. Like everyone is so different. And then watching people react to your songs who like have never heard you before.
Right.
It's just like the coolest thing ever. Like it's my favorite thing to do in the whole world.
Right. So coming up next month, will this be your first trip to the UK?
No, I went to the UK. When did I go? Last November.
Okay.
Yeah, and so yeah, this will be my second time back.
So you have the Live at Leeds Fest, right?
Yes.
Man, that's huge.
I'm so excited.
That's huge.
It's going to be so much fun.
And for the audience member, Live at Leeds is the best Who album. Far better than Quadrophenia, far better than Tommy. Live at Leeds is the best Who album, by the way.
Love right, it.
Just have to jump down to the side there. But how do the British react to you?
It's pretty funny. Actually, the first time I went to the UK, I was leaving London
right.
and I was at the airport and I had a pepper spray in my bag. So I was detained actually in the UK. So I don't know if they love me yet, but you know.
They sure are getting used to your travel patterns though.
Yep. So I don't know. We're going to see what happens at airport security when I go back. But it's really cool. Like I have a lot of like people I've met on Instagram and like fans from the UK. So really? I'm really excited to go out and play there.
Well, you know, we have a ton of listeners there.
Yeah. Oh, really?
We have a ton
That's
of listeners
incredible.
In London. So yeah, I know they're on you now.
Hell yeah.
And if not, they'll catch the podcast of this later on.
That's amazing.
Now, when you get back from Europe, Lollapalooza?
Yeah. What? I know. I was just, when my manager called me and told me that, I was like, oh, okay, cool. And then like I hung up the phone and I was like, did he just say Lollapalooza?
That's
what?
Pretty tight.
I'm so excited. I've never been. Have you been?
I've been.
Is it so fun?
And I couldn't imagine being a performer.
It's going to be so
I went as a fan, man.
Yeah.
So I could not imagine being a performer. That would be such a great feeling.
I'm so excited.
All right. So, and how, when they invite you to something like this, how many songs do you get in your set? Do you already know?
Or? I'm not sure yet. I assume with festivals, it's normally like 30 minutes. And right. that's the set that I've been doing on this tour. So right. something similar, I feel like. Right. Yeah.
Now, you grew up playing classical piano?
Yeah.
Tell me about that. And was this the typical kid learns at piano lessons? And then,
mm-hmm.
so yeah, you never got tired of it. You continued, right?
Yeah. And so, yeah, I grew up in like a very musical family. My dad was in like punk bands when I was growing up. So like.
Your dad's Mike.
Yeah.
Right? Yes.
Mike
okay.
Upsell.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. He's amazing. But yeah, like, so music was never really like a question for me. It was just the only thing that I was good at and like the only thing that I liked to do. So yeah, my grandma started teaching me classical piano when I was 5 and I took it all the way through high school at my art school until I graduated and I got so good and now I just like suck because I haven't been practicing. I need to get back into it. It's so fun. But it's cool to watch like the classical training that I got transfer over into like pop music.
Right.
Because it does. It's really cool.
Do you ever foresee yourself doing a couple of songs or maybe even an entire album in piano at some point?
All classical.
Yeah, wouldn't it?
No, yeah, I love piano. Piano is definitely like the instrument that I feel most comfortable with or like standing behind a piano, so.
Well, you seem pretty comfortable with that guitar a second ago, man.
Thank you. Yeah, I love piano though. Like definitely, I would love to be able to just whip out a classical song like at a live show and be like, Yeah. We can do this too.
Yeah.
We'll see though.
Don't drop the mic. You drop the whole piano.
Yeah,
boom.
Just on the floor. Yeah.
Now, you did mention your dad being a musician, and that's got to be a double bladed thing, I would imagine. Mm-hmm. It's got to be really cool that you grew up with your dad. But then, are there moments where you think, I'm kind of being pushed into this, or no, it wasn't that?
Yeah, you would think that. It's like when your parent is a doctor or something, they're like, oh, go to med school. No, like, it was never even like a question. Like, I don't know if my parents like plotted this from the beginning. They were like, we're going to raise it in a natural way, but she's going to do music. Like, regardless of whatever, right. It was so organically. And like, I feel so thankful. Like, I went to a college prep school and like thought I was going to college until halfway through my senior year, both my parents sat me down and they were like, what are you doing? Like, just pursue music.
Right.
And so like, I just feel so lucky to have like such a great support system.
My parents at 16 said, Ed, you should leave now.
You should leave. Amazing.
I think there's bartending in your future or something, Ed.
Love it.
Now, your second album was described as being visceratonic.
Yes.
Now, visceratonic, and for those of you that don't know, man, we do the daily word here. Oh. Visceratonic is relaxed and content and collected.
Yeah.
And that's how I find you.
Thank you.
That's exactly the personality that you're blowing. Are you like this everywhere? You just seem so chill, man.
Thank you. That's awesome. Thank you. That was like the whole point of naming the album. That was like, yeah, I was at a place in my life where I was just like very content and like chill. And I feel like being an artist, your life is so all over the place all the time. Like, you never know what, like, every day is so different. Right. So there's really no way to survive it unless you just like remain calm.
Got it.
So yeah, I'm trying.
All right. Well, you're doing well. So far, so good. Now, Hindsight 2020, what prompted that name?
Yeah, so Hindsight 2020 is my first EP, and I basically wanted the title to be a lyric from one of the songs, just because I love listening to albums, and then when you hear them name drop the album, and you know, it's just so amazing. So I was like, it needs to be a lyric. And yeah, in one of the songs on there called Smarty, there's a lyric in the second verse that says like, hindsight is 2020.
Right.
And the whole album was written like within my first year of moving to LA, like moving out of my parents' house, turning 20, like my whole life was just like changing every day. And the writing for the EP was very much like therapy to me. So it's like very true to like what I went through in the past year.
Right.
So it's like looking back, hindsight, 2020.
Very, very, very cool. Very cool. We're going to hear another song here in just a couple of seconds. I did want to mention this, that Hindsight 2020 is on Arista Records. And if you're in radio, you know this, that Arista really kind of targeted you to come for the comeback.
Yeah.
They were looking for great new artists that they could put their pin on, and you were one of them, and that's pretty cool.
Thank you. Yeah, it's an honor, like, to be with such an iconic label, with such an iconic president, David Massey. Like, right. I'm so happy. I cannot be happier.
It's a perfect combination. It's a perfect mesh.
Really, it is. Yeah.
All right, let's hear another song. This is called All My Friends Are Rich.
Yes.
Tell me about this a little bit.
I wrote it when I moved to LA and was really broke and was meeting like all of these people who had more money than me. And I was like trying to keep up with it. I was like, okay, like I can do this lifestyle. Right. And I could not. So I wrote a song about it.
All right. We are fortunate to have Upsol in studio. She's live in our Pearl Street studios. This EP is called Hindsight 2020. This is a single off of that EP. All My Friends Are Rich. Laguna Beach, welcome, Upsol.
What's with the rent this month? Why can't I afford it? My friends are at restaurants, valeting their Porsches. Well, I guess that's just how it is. I guess I'll just keep on pretending. I'm faking till I make it. I bought a new fit trying to fit in. No, I can't afford to be around these types. Oh, nah, 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 nah. All of my friends are rich. They're paying the bill like it's nothing. All of my friends are rich. They're always the life of the party. All of my friends are rich. They're popping that expensive bubbly. Friends are rich, no. Yeah, where in the hell is my money? I spent my life
star in the VIP to watch a band I didn't come to see. I got no money, I'm broke. I don't want glitter, just give me that gold. Cause all of my friends think that I am cheap. No, I can't afford to be around these types. Oh, nah, 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 nah. All of my friends are rich. They're paying the bill like it's nothing. All of my friends are rich, no. They're always the life of the party. All of my friends are rich. They're popping that expensive bubbly. All of my friends are rich. Yeah, where in the hell is my money? Where in the hell is my money? Where in the hell is my money? Yeah, where in the hell is my money? All of my friends are rich now.
Live in our Pearl Street studios, that is Upsol and All of My Friends Are Rich. That's off of the EP Hindsight 2020, currently available on Arista Records. And yeah, I absolutely get, I get that, by the way. I absolutely do, so yeah.
Love it.
Now, are things, you left home.
Yes.
When you start running short of money and you're away from home. Now I have an older daughter. I have mm-hmm. an adult daughter.
Yeah.
So when you're away from home and you start running out of money, how hard is that call to make? That, you know, hey. You
know? I know, right? I know. I did it yesterday. I was like, just so you know, I'm gonna probably ask for money soon.
Well, you know, then parents are cool with that, man.
Yeah.
My parents
are very supportive. So. Right. Yeah, I feel lucky.
Now your dad's a musician. Is your mom involved?
My mom, yeah, like she can jam on guitar. She doesn't like to admit it. She can sing. She can do all the things. She didn't like pursue it or anything.
Right.
But she's great at it.
Right.
Yeah.
It's in the blood. It's just happening. It's got to be in the blood. Now, you were in a documentary in 2015. Tell me about that.
Play the documentary. It was an emphasis on the importance of music education in public schools.
Oh,
yeah. So I was like 15, 16 when I was in that. Right. And I went to a charter public school, but it was an art school. So I got to take arts, like music classes every day.
Right.
And so like I saw firsthand the benefits of having that in school, and like it was so interesting because you would see some students who would like struggle in academics like shine in their arts classes.
Right.
And it's such a bummer that in public schools like some kids that struggle with academics like can't find that place to shine.
Right.
So documentary is sick.
So many public schools have just cut music out of the program.
It's
like
so
like it
lame.
Doesn't like it's not important, you know.
Yeah,
that
it's
sucks.
So weird.
Yesterday in studio I had these two people from the Music Preserves Foundation.
Oh, cool.
And what they do is like we have all kinds of festivals here at Doheny Beach. We have the Doheny Blues Festival coming up. So what they do is they take high school kids and they teach them what happens behind the scenes at the festivals, and the kids get to interview the artists and I think that things like that, man, are necessary, man.
So necessary. Yeah. Not only does it like teach you music, but it's like teaches you how to like interact and like collaborate with people.
Right.
It's so important. It just trips me out that it's not emphasized in public schools.
Now, when you had mentioned that you collaborated to write the song Drugs. Mm-hmm. When you do collaborate on writing, is there a focus on, okay, I'm good with these lyrics, you work on the music, or is it just a total, let's both work on lyrics and music?
Yeah, I think it's all about like reading the room and like being able to recognize like your weaknesses and when another person can like fill in for those, you know?
Right.
And that's just like the power of working with other people. Like I'm obsessed with it, but yeah, it's like, it depends. I credit the production on my EP to the producers that did it. Like, I don't know anything about production. Like they killed it, but it's very much like in a session, like someone will be having a conversation just about life and someone will say something and we'll all be like, wait, that's the song title. Let's write it. Someone like hops on piano and someone starts making a beat. Like it's very like in the moment, everyone's doing stuff. But yeah, it's just a matter of like figuring out what you're good at and what you're bad at, right, and then backing off on those parts, you know?
Right. I think you're on the right road, man. I swear I do. All right. We've been fortunate enough this morning. We've got Upsol in our Pearl Street studios. The new EP is Hindsight 2020, available on Arista Records. The new single off of that is Drugs. And really, no matter what you go, where you see her or what you hear her sing, you're going to like it. Where can we find you on social media?
Upsol Music. Okay. Instagram, all the things, find me. Yeah.
And Upsol, by the way, is UPSAHL. So once again, for the kids in the back of the house, UPSAHL. Yes. And again, everywhere. I could not be happier that you came in this morning.
No, thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
And please come back when you get back from Europe.
Yes, all right. For sure.
It's cool. Thank you. That was Upsol.
Yay. Take us to the beach. Download the KX93.5 app for Android or iPhone and stream us anywhere.
Hanging around downtown.